We are joined this morning on the phone by Rick Burns. We're going to talk about something called the Karata Project International. Rick, good morning.
Morning. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for your time here this morning. Hey, tell us a little bit about what the Karata Project is all about.
Well, when I was deployed to Iraq 2003, spent quite a bit of time there in north of Baghdad, and then was deployed again in 2008. And the one thing that became blatantly apparent to me in Iraq was that they had $90 billion in the bank, and we were kind of running a deficit. And so my thinking was money probably wasn't the thing that the Iraqis needed most. I was, at the time, my brigade's liaison with one of nine political districts within the Baghdad, the city of Baghdad, called Karata. And through my work there, I decided that what I would focus on was not so much spending money, but building some partnering and mentoring relationships. And kind of what came out of that initially was a sister city friendship partnership between the Karata political district that I was working with and Council Bluffs, Iowa. So we got that set up right before I left with the idea that we would continue, that I could continue with some of the projects that we had started in Iraq when I got back from Iraq. And so what's come out of that is what we've kind of termed the Karata Project, which is set up to simply build partnering and mentoring relationships between individuals and organizations in Iraq and organizations and individuals here in the United States. With the idea that what is needed in Iraq is not so much more of our money, but more of our kind of partnering and mentoring and those kinds of long-term relationships in Iraq. Iraq is a fairly modern or not so much a modern country, but it suffered from decades of dictatorships and things of that nature, our embargoes and things like that. And so while the infrastructure is there, they still have universities, and they've been graduating doctors and dentists and engineers throughout this whole period of time. What they haven't had is this infusion of ideas and these partnering and mentoring relationships that would infuse them with a connection with the rest of the world. And so while the infrastructure is there, the physical infrastructure is there, what we really need to do is provide that kind of flow of information and those partnering and mentoring relationships. And so what the Karata Project intends to do is to be a facilitator for some of those relationships to be built. You can see in the news now with our troops coming home, the bad guys are exploiting those weak seams now and trying to exploit the idea that the Iraqis are pretty much on their own at this point in time. And so there's never been a more critical time in the history of Iraq, I think, to have these kind of civilian partnering and mentoring relationships that we're trying to get set up.
So how do you do that? How do you go about setting these things up as individuals?
Well, yeah, it's a very while I was in Iraq in 2008, I focused on building some personal relationships with people and professional relationships with people with the idea that down the road I'd be able to use those relationships to kind of build these relationships back and forth. And so one of the relationships, partnering and mentoring relationships that we're working on right now is with Creighton University School of Dentistry and the Baghdad University College of Dentistry. And so we actually, in 2010, were able to help facilitate the dean and the assistant dean from the Baghdad University College of Dentistry to come and visit Creighton University School of Dentistry, which was a wonderful experience for Creighton and myself and Dr. Ali and Dr. Hussein, who were able to come and visit. They actually made some very tangible changes to the way that they were operating in their College of Dentistry there, just based on that 1 week that they were there. And so we're continuing to build this kind of relationship between those two organizations with the idea that we will have more kinds of exchanges and again, partnering and mentoring relationships that will be longer term than just simply kind of a project done and completed. We bring a lot of folks over here to the United States through the State Department and other organizations, but a lot of times they're just simply a visit, and then they go home, and you know, it's been a nice time, but there's no real follow-up and no real long-term kind of relationship. And so what we're building very slowly, things never work very fast in Iraq, but we're building very slowly these kinds of relationships where people can keep these things going for longer periods of time with a view towards the future rather than just kind of some short-term kinds of gains.
Is it difficult to get these things? I mean, I guess it's always difficult to get these things started at first, but does the ball kind of start to rolling when you see some successes?
Yeah, and like I said, there's a tremendous number of folks out there in Iraq who are extremely brave and courageous and tirelessly and relentlessly trying to make Iraq a better place. You don't see these folks because they're on the ground, and they're at a very grassroots level. These folks are hungry and anxious and desirous to have these kinds of relationships built. For example, the Baghdad College of Dentistry has graduated dentists every year except for 2003, when we initially invaded. Well, what that tells me is they are continuing. The infrastructure is there for these things to happen. There's a great hunger for access to what they've been missing over a number of decades because of the embargoes and dictatorships and all these things that have kind of prevented exposure to the rest of the world. And so the hunger is there. We just have to find the right relationships to set up. Dr. Ali and Dr. Hussein, who came over in 2010, we also had them visit Dr. Markham there in Atlantic, spent a day with them. These are the kinds of longer-term relationships, I think, that are going to be critical to Iraq becoming a peaceful and a place where that we all want to see Iraq be something very, very unique in the Middle East.
Yeah, they've been so long under a dictatorship being told what to do. Now they almost have to be retrained into how to be able to make their own decisions and make their own lives better.
Yeah, that's true. But again, the folks that I worked with very closely for that year that I was in Karada, you know, these are very intelligent people. They're professional people. It's just as they're exposed to the rest of the world, we find that they adapt very quickly to the way things are. When you're exposed to these kinds of mentoring and partnering relationships, things change very quickly in people's minds, and they adapt very, very quickly to new dynamics and things of that nature. But again, the critical thing here is that we have kind of longer-term view on these things rather than kind of the year-long deployments that the Army was involved with, where you're there for a year and then you go home. What we're trying to develop are longer, lifelong kinds of partnering and mentoring opportunities where there's an exchange. And what I'm proposing is not just simply, you know, us pushing goodwill over to Iraq. There's lots of things that we can learn going back and forth. And I think it's very, very important that we approach it as a partnership rather than some sort of goodwill kind of thing where we're pushing all the goodwill that way and getting nothing really in turn getting nothing back from that except for, you know, we did a good deed. I think the partnering thing keeps things going longer term.
Sure. And, well, are there things that folks listening today can do to help this project out?
For example, we're working with the Leadership Council, the Middle School Leadership Council at the Xyra Elkhorn Kimbleton School to build a partnership with an orphanage in Iraq, for example. And again, the idea is that, you know, this is a longer-term thing. It's a commitment, a longer-term commitment than just simply sending a box of clothes over or something like that. So if there are organizations out there that have some interest in developing a longer-term kind of partnering or mentoring relationship, I'd love to talk with them about that and to see if we could find some way to do this. And again, I think this is the hope of an Iraq made anew, is that we provide these kinds of longer-term relationships where people can exchange ideas and where we can all learn from each other. This is, my time in Iraq was absolutely priceless and life-changing for me. There was danger and that kind of excitement going with it, but there was also, I was able to meet some incredible people over there whose lives and influence in my life have been life-changing for me personally.
Great. Well, Rick, if folks want to know more or they think they may have some ideas to help out, can they just give a hold of you?
Sure. My cell phone number is 712-249-7435. It's not a big organization, but so you get my cell phone directly, and I'll be more happy to talk to anybody out there who has an interest in getting involved and trying to build some of these relationships, I think, that are going to be critical to Iraq, and which are absolutely incredibly rewarding. in and of themselves.
It's a small world and getting smaller every day. Again, 712-249-7435 if you'd like to contact Rick, if you've got some ideas or information that might be helpful to the project. Rick, thanks a lot for your time. Good luck with the project.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your time.